We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Ketesh Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Ayin Aleph, Tvar Hasurim, Mishum Lo Yeva Lubash Geva Sim L'Sisha. What is included in the prohibition of a man wearing women's garments? Os Lish Lubash, Afil Malbash Echad Shalisha, a man may not wear even one garment that's a woman's garment. Alpi Shunikar B'Shar Malbush of Shuish, even though the other garments he's wearing make it obvious that he is a man. A woman may not wear even one garment that's a man garment, a male garment. And not only are garments prohibited, any type of jewelry, ornamentation, or anything that we do to on our body, which are typically done by women in that place. These are all things that men should not do. And it goes vice versa. Whatever is designated for men, if it's a type of garment that's worn by men and women, a cape, for example, that men and women can wear it. But L'chatchila, says Rav Ozon, the Shevet HaLevi, clothing should be worn that's easy to tell that this is a garment for a man and this is a garment for a woman. And the Isser if something's being worn, used for protection, for example, an umbrella would be a perfect example that may be used equally for men or for women. The Paiskim actually suggests that even on Purim, where many people dressed up, costumes, men should not wear women's garments, and so too vice versa. Sif Beis, Osalish Lavisar Beis HaShechi Beis Erva, a person should not remove the hair under his arms, a man, or by his private part, even with scissors, if they cut off all the hair like a razor. That they cut off all the hair right next to the skin. That's the way women remove excess hair, and that's why men should not do it. There is a machloikis, if this is an issa deraisa, or this is an issa derabbanan. However, if hair is left over, for example, somebody's cutting the hair of his eyebrows, but he's not removing all of the hair, then many poskim are lenient. One is not allowed to use his hands to rub against these excess hair, kadela shirim, to remove them, but to use not just his bare hands, but through a piece of material is mutter. But if somebody has some sort of a rash in those areas, under the arms, etc., and the hairs make that rash more irritable, then mutter laviram. The halach also includes that a man should not take a haircut, should not have his hair styled like a woman, and so too vice versa. Sif Gimel. Also, a man is not allowed to remove even one white hair. That's something that women do. He's not allowed to remove, he's not allowed to dye even one white hair to make it black. Somebody who has some sort of a birthmark or a mark on his face, and he's just coloring it because he just wants to cover up the discoloration, then the halacha is that it's mutter. If a person has black hair and for whatever reason he wants to dye it white, that actually is permissible. A man should not look in a mirror. But if somebody is looking at it because for health reasons or he's cutting his hair, or kedei like his something upon us. We just said there are different marks on his face, and he wants to do whatever he has to do to cover them up. He wants to take out things that might have gotten caught up in his hair. Then mutter, he could look in the mirror. But if the place where you are, the minig is, the custom is, the men do look at a mirror, then b'chol in your mutter, the men may look into mirrors. Simen kuf ayin beis helchas chadish. Ksiv, the pasuk says, v'lech v'kali v'kamal ha'soichlu ad etzim hayoyim ezeh. Pirish. Shesurim lechem etrum echadosh mechamesh esaminim. One may not eat from the new grain, from any of the chamesh esaminim, which are chitin, wheat, sirim, barley, kusmin, are kusmin, shvel shul is oats, v'shifin is rye. Kusmin is spelt. Even, not just, of course, eating bread, but anything that's made from those grains may not be eaten. Ad l'achah krovas oimer. But the raisa, you have to wait until the carbon oimer was brought. The carbon oimer was brought on the second day, Pesach. And the Torah says that you're not allowed to eat the chadush ad heviyachem as carbon alakechem until you bring that carbon. People who weren't in Yerushalayim, but bezman shebesimim shayukayim, would wait until chatzois of the second day of Pesach, of Tezai Nissen, and by then they could be confident that the carbon oimer was brought. Bezman shein oimer, nowadays where we unfortunately don't have a carbon oimer, kol hayoyim asurim, we can't eat chadosh the whole day. We who keep the second day of Pesach as Yontif, gam kol shivas yom shiva also atchilas leil shmonasur. We should wait until the night of the 18th of Nisan. V'tvua shenizra v'nishra kodim shish asur b'nisan. Any grain that took root before the 16th day of Nisan, so then that grain, that grain is not subject to being chadosh because it took root before the second day of Pesach. If it did not take root before then, asura, you're going to have to wait at shiyava haim rabba. The halach is, how many days does it take for grain to take root? L'chatchila, one should have it planted 2 weeks before the second day of Pesach. Like that, you can be confident that it took root before that day. If not, but the average, you could wait 3 days and that will be adequate. Sebeis, l'das roiv g'dala poskim, according to most poskim, isuzeh gam b'chutz l'aratzum in the Torah, even midaraisa, this halacha applies even b'chutz l'aratz, because the pasuk says, v'lechem v'kol v'kam lo'soich ad etzem ha'yoyim ezeh, and the pasuk says, b'chol mo'ish v'seichem, that means wherever you live. However, there are opinions that chadosh is only applicable in Etz Yisrael. Therefore, one has to be careful about grain that was only planted after Pesach, or right before Pesach, and did not have a chance to take root. It didn't have an opportunity to take root before the second day of Pesach. These are the types of grain that are planted that time of the year. If they were planted or not taking root until the second day of Pesach, you're going to have to wait a whole year. Similarly, beer that's made from this type of grain. Also, if they were planted not taken root before the second day of Pesach, you're going to have to wait till next year Pesach. Bekena shmar masurim, and so too anything that's on the bottom of the beer barrel. B'mchimtzu b'm isa, afilu mitfuna yishonah, if you use these grains to make yeast, kol is asur machmas shmarim, that yeast is asur and will make the entire dough made from that yeast asur. Tvush mistapping about mishan or chadasha, when we have grain that we're not quite certain if it's yoshan or chadash, yasala shelos chacham, that's a situation where one should ask a shayla. There are opinions that the Chodesh only applies by grain that grow under the possession of a Jew. Even if the property belongs to a non-Jew, it was the Jew who rented this property, this tool carries in a Chodesh. But grain that grows in the property of a Nachri, ain't by Issa Chodesh. Vazeh some chahar b'shas atchak, and some rely on this. When we come up with Tvur Shigol b'shus Yisrael, we could maybe have a conversation about something that grows in the property of a non-Jew. But something that grows in the property of a Jew, ain't shum hetem. Avrava achok v'am d'gam shalav k'chavim, that those many disagreeing say that even grain that grows in the property of a Nachri, ikka Issa Chodesh, even for tzarech mitzvah, let's say you're making matzah, you should be careful about chadash. If somebody is machmer and chadash, he could serve chadash to somebody who is not machmer, even though he's machmer, it's not considered lifnei iver. And when that person makes a bracha on the chadash, which again I wouldn't eat, I still say an amen on that bracha. However, if somebody, for example, is making havdalah on beer, and that beer is beer that I wouldn't drink because it's chadash, I'm not yotze havdalah that's made on beer that I wouldn't drink. And the same halacha would apply if they made erev chatzeris with matzah or with bread that was made from chadash grain that I wouldn't eat. I can't rely on it. But of course, as we're learning, I can't rely and use a feruv chatzeris. As we're learning, certainly the halach of chadash is a lot stricter in chutz in Eretz Yisrael than it is in chutz laretz, and therefore product that comes from Eretz Yisrael, one should be most careful to make sure that there is no problem of chadash on the product that you're buying that was manufactured in Eretz Yisrael.